You're tuned into the Stellar Award winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
Oh, God bless you and welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We are right at 5 o'clock p.m. on a wonderful day, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And you are in for a treat on today. And guess who's in concert? That's right. It's a front row seat with various quartet groups in concert. And today we've got some heavy hitters that you'll be glad to lock in and listen in today. And maybe call someone else to let them know to tune in right here at the NFI Radio Gospel Network. You can also go in on our website at nfiradio.com. And also you can join us on that Facebook channel, our NFI Facebook channel. That's NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. Again, you can go to our Facebook channel. If you have Facebook, that's NFI Radio Gospel Network on our Facebook channel. And you can also join us on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Breaking News Network. Those are some of the networks that you can lock in right here and listen to us. We are on the air 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We thank you so much. We are an international network. Anywhere in the world, you can lock in. All right. Well, featuring on this wonderful day, and I'm excited. Guess who's going to be singing and bringing forth songs of praises on today? It's the sounds of Raleigh's own Mighty Golden Bells out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Also featuring from Lake City, South Carolina, the doctor is in the house. It's Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlights. And also the late great Keith Wonder Boy Johnson in the Spiritual Voices out of Brooklyn, New York. All right, are you ready? Let's get started with those Mighty Golden Bells out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Lead singer and manager, Mr. William Sanders, and also his brother, Pastor Alexander Sanders of the New Jerusalem Church out of Wendell, North Carolina.
Ooh.
15 minutes after 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you're listening to the sounds of the mighty Golden Bells out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Raleigh's on Golden Bells, and they've been singing close to 60 years, huh? That's a long time, huh? My goodness. And guess what? And they are still going strong today. My good friend, Mr. William Sanders, lead singer as well as manager and as a songwriter also. he's just do it all, huh? And don't forget his brother, Pastor Alexander Sanders. He's one of the lead singers as well. And their late great brother, many of you in the Raleigh area, remember Marvin Sanders, their brother. He was the lead guitar player for the Golden Bells. As a matter of fact, what I'll do right now, I'm going to play a song that Marvin wrote and as well as played guitar in this song. Those Mighty Golden Bells of Raleigh, North Carolina.
When trouble gets you down,
Remember when me and my brother was about knee high, my father left us all alone. Therefore my mother had to raise us up all alone by herself. And you can imagine how it is when a mother has to raise a child up all alone. I remember when she used to take the meat and smother it down in grave. She give us the meat, and she would stop the grave. Lord have mercy. I remember when she used to steal away in a corner by herself. She looked up toward heaven way, she said, Lord have mercy. You know, she kind of get hung up on that Lord. She said, Lord, Lord. I believe I better leave that alone. And let my brother tell you what it's all about.
All right, at 28 minutes after 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's those Golden Bells. Lead singer William Sanders, Mr. William Sanders, a very good friend of mine. And, definitely want to take my hat off to them. That song there, they took me back, talking about putting it down with some gravy. You remember that, right? You could take a little bit of gravy with some fatback meat and, put it on. And you all know all about that, right? Oh, my goodness. You're talking about some good eating, especially some homemade biscuits. Somebody said, I know that's right. Well, look, I got some good news for you. You don't find that cooked like that much more now. We like to go to the restaurant, and we don't like to get in the kitchen and do the old ways. And you remember those heavy-duty frying pans? I don't believe they even sell them anymore, but they are definitely one of those frying pans that you don't want to get in the kitchen and in an argument with someone that you is around and you got into a conversation and they didn't like. Oh man! Well, I tell you what, you don't want to touch it, all right? Look, you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Right here, a front row seat with various groups, and on today is the Sounds of the Mighty Golden Bells. Also, it's the Doctor of Quartet Music, Doc McKenzie, and the Gospel Highlights of Lake City, South Carolina, and the late, great Keith Wonderboy Johnson in the Spiritual Voices. We'll be right back with more of the Mighty Golden Bells right after this. Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI. Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime, that's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and in concert is the sounds of the Mighty Golden Bells. Coming up after the Golden Bells will be the sound of the Doctor of Quartet Music, Doc McKenzie, and the Gospel Highlights.
Oh, children of Israel, spread the blood of the Lamb across the doorposts.
I know that's right. Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Leading that, Pastor Eric Sanders of the Mighty Golden Bells, and he is the pastor of the New Jerusalem Church out of Wendell, North Carolina. Send my love out to the church family. Hello, church family. And those of you, the Golden Bells are still coming forward doing what they usually do, singing to the glory of God. So we take our hat off and salute them here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Good friend William Sanders, along with his wife, Miss Bernice Sanders. And they have been in a marriage, a relationship for close to 40 years. I might be off track here, but... might be a little bit longer than that, but we definitely take our hat off to them. Definitely, they are warm-hearted people, and they always treat you with the hospitality as if you were right there with them in their home each and every day. And they are a loving family, and we thank them for their effort and the things that they've done in the community, reaching out to many around the world. And they show the love that many people need to do today, is to show that love from their heart. And we thank you. All right. Well, look, we're going to get back with more great gospel music. And, oh, my goodness, I'm excited because, look, if you want to hear great gospel music, then you need to lock in right here on this NFI Radio Gospel Network. We are the number one quartet station in the world right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And we are on live 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You're not going to hear the quartet music like you hear here on this network. What I mean by that is we go way back. We play some of the old, the new, all right here just for you, such as Sam Cooke, the Soul Stirrer, Claude Jeter, the Fairfield Four, the Dixie Hummingbirds, the Swanee Quintets, the Brooklyn All-Stars, and out of Durham, North Carolina, many of you remember the Sensational Nightingale. Do you want me to name some more? Lee Williams, the Spiritual QCs, huh? Tupelo, Mississippi. Pastor Daryl McFadden and the Singing Disciples. And do you want me to stop? Okay, I'll stop. But right here today, you're not going to only hear the sounds of the Mighty Golden Bells. You're going to also hear the sounds of the Doctor of Quartet Music. He's out of Lake City, South Carolina. I'm speaking of Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlights. And also the late great Keep Wonder Boy Johnson and the Curious Spiritual Voices right here. All right, well, look, I'm excited. Let's get back with more of the Mighty Golden Bells live right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We are right at 20 minutes before 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you. Hope you're having a wonderful day.
What a friend we have in Jesus. Whoa, a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear.
We need to take out.
didn't have no food on the table. We need to take help. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, sometimes they didn't have no food on the feet.
Thank you.
I wish I could get high like that, that carry those octave real high. You artists know all about that, right? Okay. All right. Well, look, I want to thank you so much. That's the sounds of the Golden Bells, and we're not done yet. You're listening to a front row seat with various groups and concert, and you can lock in right here every day, Mondays through Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for various groups in concert. That's each group about 1 hour coming forth singing, and then you'll hear at least two other groups, at least three groups within the 3 hours in concert. So if you want to hear good quartet gospel artists in concert, then you want to lock in right here Mondays through Sundays from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. Well, look, I've got to do this coming up next. And he's standing by, going to be coming forward, singing out of Lake City, South Carolina. I'm speaking of the Doctor of Quartet Music, Doc McKenzie, the Gospel Highlights. He's going to be coming up, so don't go anywhere. Just tell somebody to call and listen with the mobile phone at 563-999-3020. Again, that's 563-999-3020. Or go to our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network on our Facebook channel. I'll be right back with the Doctor of Quartet Music right after this.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. We are right about 7 minutes before the top of the hour, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, on a wonderful day, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of you again for catching the wave. All right, well, look, let's not hold up any longer. The Doctor is up in the house today, Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlights out of Lake City, South Carolina, in concert. Now, take a listen at this.
God has gone beyond the duty of call, and he's blessed us. So why don't we give him some praise tonight? Come on. Somebody, you lift your hand and tell him right now.
Lord, I'm so thankful.
You stop by, you
of you for what you've done for me. I'm gonna praise you too for how you set me free. I'm gonna worship you for what you've done for me. I'm gonna praise you too for how you set me free.
You know, out of all the wrong we do, God is merciful enough and kind enough to give us another chance to get ourselves together. And Lord, I'm asking you right now to give me
one more chance, dear Lord, one more chance, yes, just get myself together. Because I know you will see me through. One more chance, dear Lord, give me
one more chance.
Oh. One more chance, dear Lord, give me
one more chance.
Lord, if you have mercy, give me one more chance.
Together.
Oh, one more chance. I promise you, Lord, I'll give my life back to you, Lord, because you'll always see me through. One more chance. And if you do, Lord, I promise you I'll go all the way with you. Yes, I will. Oh, oh, give me, Lord, I'm begging you right now, Lord, yeah.
One more chance.
I'm claiming it right now, Lord, yeah.
One more chance.
In the name of Jesus, yeah.
One more chance.
I know I've strayed away and done wrong.
One more chance.
But just like the prodigal son, I'm coming back home.
One more chance.
I'm kneeling before you, Lord.
Remember me.
I surrender.
Oh,
I humble my back.
mercy on me. I'll serve you for the rest of my life.
All I want you to do is give me one more chance.
I've prayed away before.
All I want you to do is give me one more chance.
But Lord, I won't pray away no
more. All I want you to do is give me one more chance.
I'll stay on the battlefield.
All I want you to do is give me one more chance.
I'll fight till the battle is won. I'll fight till my days are done. Oh Lord, I can't make it if you won't give me one more chance.
I know it was the Lord. I know it was the Lord. I know it was the Lord that kept me.
Thing to praise God in the sunshine. but it's another to praise him in the rain. The people of God need to know that God never sleeps nor slumber. And if we continue to praise him, he will bless us in the middle of our circumstances. There was a young brother in our service in Columbia, North Carolina a few nights ago that had been diagnosed for heart trouble. And he wanted to testify. And when he began to testify, he told us that the legs that he was standing on were artificial. He touched my soul. When he raised his hand and began to give God the glory. Hallelujah, he touched me. When he raised his hand and began to testify, these are the words that he said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you God. I had no idea, hallelujah, that I would ever get free, glory, until one day you stopped by, Lord, and laid your hands on me. I can testify now, oh Lord, about it, Lord. Oh, yeah. You bless me one more time. Yes, you did. Got to say one more thing, Paul. How many of you have been down? I've been down so low. There was no place to go. I felt myself slipping. I was losing my grip. But in the length of time, oh, I thank you, Lord. You did it for me. Let me tell you the project. God is faithful, and every promise he made is true. You don't have to doubt God. Hold on to your faith. Just be patient and keep on believing that he's going to bring you through. Let me tell you one thing. Don't get excited. Listen here. Don't be wary in your well-doing. Let me tell you why. My God is going to bless you just like he said he would. Oh, no. Want you to know. You're doing love. One more time, love.
15 minutes after the hour, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're catching the wave, and that's the sounds of the Doctor of Quartet Music, Doc McKenzie, and the Gospel Highlights right here from the NFI Studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, look, I want you to join us. Jump in with us and let somebody else know that if they love quartet music, then they want to lock in right here. The NFI Radio Gospel Network. Every day, 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., keeping it real like a $50 bill, telling the truth to the Lord, deliver you. Somebody said, I know that's right, huh? Doc said, I know it was the blood that saved me. And you know, it's something about the blood, right? You heard the Golden Bell a little bit earlier talking about the blood. Pastor Eric Sandler was singing, talking about the blood. That's just something about the blood. It still works. It still works. No matter when you're feeling down or you know how things are and all the frustration and stuff that's going on around the world. Every day is always drama some way if you cut the television on. But if you turn the television off, guess what? Then you got peace. Somebody said, then I've got peace. But when you cut that television on, boy, it stir a whole lot of things up. You're seeing what's going on around the world, and you are right in the midst of all the stuff that's going on. But when you're at home, don't have a TV on, I might have a little music on and listen to some music, and you're at peace. You know, you can rest your mind, and guess what? You rest your spirit as well, huh? And that gives you time to pray as well as not get on the phone and be calling others and talking this and that. Because if you get on the phone talking most of all day or this or that about things, then you might as well cut the TV on and listen and see what else is happening around the world on the news media as well as getting on Facebook. And there's always some drama going on, drama, drama, drama. But somebody said, I need a little bit more than that. I need Jesus. All right. Well, you can get Jesus right here on this network. We have souls coming to Christ right here every day, giving their life to Christ. And we are so grateful for that. And those of you who want to join in with us for 30 minutes power of prayer, we are right here Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. 30 minutes power of prayer live with our intercessory prayer warriors. We have four powerful prayer warriors that comes on each day of the week. Four different prayer warriors each day of the week. So you don't want to miss that. All right. Well, let's get back with more of the Doctor of Quartet Music, Doc McKenzie, at the Gospel Highlights. Adam,
I want everybody to reach high as you can, and whatever it is you want. I want everybody in here to turn around three times and go to praising God like you're going crazy. Come on here and see what God says. Come on. Come on. Come on and praise him like you're... Come on here. That's the way to do it. Y'all ain't clapping those hands. Good God, I'm not... Look at him. Thank you.
Look at that. Y'all ain't clapping those hands. Come on. Let the Lord bless us. That's what God is doing right now.
Sing it the way I feel it, right? The enemy came against me and caught me by surprise. I became so filthy, for it seemed I'd not survive. But God came near me in a way I've never known. He brought a comfort to my fragile heart and a joy that overflowed. I've won
the victory at home. Though the enemy
still
pays his prayer before,
Lord, close me in your armor as I walk the shield of faith. Lord, here are my strong foes. My heart will not fail. With your word as my weapon, I know victory. He fought the battle. That one. I want you to know I feel good. Woo. Thank you. Tell somebody he fought the battle. And I won. Oh. You ought to tell somebody my doctor thought he knew how to do it. But he couldn't do it. God fought my battle. I won. Can somebody lift your hand and say, I won? Ooh, oh. Praise him anyhow. Go ahead. Isn't he worthy?
Twenty-eight minutes after 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the Doctor of Quartet Music, Doc McKenzie, and the Gospel Highlights. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and you have a front row seat with various groups, quartet groups in concert. And featuring today is the one and only Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlights out of Lake City, South Carolina. And up next will be the late, great Keith Wonderboy Johnson and the Spiritual Voices. And we started off at 5 p.m. was the sounds of the Mighty Golden Bells out of Raleigh, North Carolina. All that's right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network every evening at 5 o'clock to 8 p.m. It's a front row seat with various groups in concert, and that is quartet artists around the world. So make sure you tune in. If you love quartet groups in concert, then you want to lock in right here. All right, well, look, I'll be right back. I've got to take a pause for the calls for the station ID. And whatever you're doing, don't eat too much. All right, we'll be right back right after this. Are you looking for the Word of God then you don't have to look anymore. You can tune in and listen to this powerful man of God, Reverend Robert E. Ellison, fulfilling wisdom and knowledge from the Word of God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Reverend Robert E. Ellison, a man with dignity, a man with power, and a man that bring forth understanding.
When running a race, a runner sees signs along the way, signposts that let them know of their progress along the way. The same is with this race that we are running. There are signs that tell us of our progress. How far do we have to go until we reach our destiny? I'm going to talk about destiny. I'm going to talk about heaven. I'm going to talk about life and death. I'm going to talk about perseverance. I'm going to talk about endurance, the millennial kingdom, the thousand-year reign of Jesus here on the earth that's coming. I'm going to talk about angels and demons, apostasy, the falling away from the faith. I'm going to talk about faith. I'm going to talk about all things eternal. These are just some of the things that God has put on my heart. My name is Robert Ellison. I'm coming to you from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Be sure to join in with Reverend Robert E. Ellison with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
All right, we are right here live from the NFI studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, right at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And those of you, make sure you tune in with Reverend Robert E. Ellison out of Fort Washington, Maryland, right here every Monday morning, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to remind those of you to tune in to our NFI television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. out of Georgia. And you can lock in and watch the NFI television broadcast if you're in Georgia on DeKalb Channel 25. That's DeKalb 25. And if you want to watch it and you're not in Georgia, you can live stream us every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. Simply go to DeKalb25.com. Again, that's DeKalb25.com. Again, that's DeKalb25.com, where you'll see some of the top recording artists around the world, the old, the new, and it's all right there for you quartet and contemporary gospel artists. It's the video countdown every week right out of Georgia. All right, well, let's get back with more great gospel music, and let's continue with that doctor of quartet music, Doc McKenzie, and the gospel highlights out of Lake City, South Carolina.
Thank you. can we hate our brothers and sisters that we see every day of our life? And love God when we never seen before. Know what we got to do?
What you do for others will come back to you. Just in case somebody don't know that, look at somebody and tell them, say, what you do for others will come back to you. Am I right about it? How many of y'all know what the world needs now is love, sweet love. That's the only thing that there's just too little love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Huh? Y'all got it? We're fixing to go with it. I want everybody to come on and join in because this song is about love. People, come on, yeah.
Jesus, all of our sin and grief to bear. What a privilege is to carry in prayer.
Like I feel it. And this was my mother's favorite song. And on June 26th last year, God called her home. And I believe through the sentiments of heaven, she's listening to her baby boy right now.
Yeah.
As the doctor of quartet music, it's Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlights out of Lake City, South Carolina. I'm your host, the Anointed One, my pleasure. And we approach 10 minutes before the top of the hour, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I pray that you are enjoying the gospel concert. Thus far, more to come right here. Coming up next will be the late, great Keith Wonder Boy Johnson and the Spiritual Voice. And then, you know, if you look back and see how many gospel quartet recording artists has passed in the last 2 years, it's mind-blowing, you know. But we don't know the day or the hour when he's going to come. And each one of us have a number that he's going to call that number and then we will be prepared to go home to meet the Lord. And those of you, I don't know where you are, what state of mind you're in on today. But if you haven't accepted the Lord Christ Jesus as your personal Savior, it's a good time to do that. And going and looking in the scriptures of the Word of God, where it speaks about those of you that would love to come to Christ and you keep putting it off and putting it off. The Bible in Romans 10:9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is the Son of God, and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, I don't know where you are today, if you're waiting to be that perfect person to come to him, and I don't think that's going to be possible. Because no man was born perfect. We were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And Jesus Christ, the only true and living God, the Son of the living God, that walked the earth and walked the waters and went out and ministered and shared the gospel to thousands of people around the world. And today, his word is still going forward. And maybe that's you, and you've been putting it off, and you want to come to Christ today. Well, it's your opportunity. And if that's you today, and you're ready to surrender, I'm not talking about shaking a preacher's hand. I'm not talking about joining a church. I'm talking about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If that's you, I want you to repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I come before you this day as a sinner. I ask you, God, to forgive me of my sins. I repent today. Lord, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. And I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. Lord, take me back into your arms. I'm willing to change my life this day. Lord, I thank you for saving me. If you repeated that after me, welcome, welcome, brother, welcome, sister, to the kingdom. We are rejoicing here at the studios. The angels are rejoicing. The saints are rejoicing. And we are glad that you have come to Christ today. Now, I want you to get into a Bible-based church, a church that's teaching the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. And those of you, I don't know if you have a relative, a friend, or someone that's going to a Bible-based church that you've been listening to talk about Jesus, and this is your opportunity to join a church, to go to a church, to visit a church, whatever your choice may be, but make sure you get into a Bible-based church that's teaching the Word of God. All right, well, look, we are happy for you, and we thank you for being a part of the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're going to get back now with more gospel music. I'm going to play one more by Doc McKenzie. And up next will be the sounds of Keep Wonder Boy Johnson, the late Keep Wonder Boy Johnson, and the Spiritual Voices, right here from the NFI studio.
You can keep praising if you want to. Everybody can lift your hands right now and say these words. Born again.
Yeah. Born again.
I've been born.
I've been born again.
You changed my heart.
You changed my heart.
Cleansed my soul. Somebody lift your hands and born again, yeah.
Born again.
How many of you can say it tonight?
I've been born again.
How many of you know that God changed your heart?
Changed my heart.
And cleansed your soul.
And he cleansed my soul. I've been born again.
Can we do it one more time? Everybody say, born again.
Born.
What did it do for you?
Changed my heart.
Clean.
And he cleansed my soul. I've been born again.
Can we do it one more time? Everybody say born again.
Born again.
Hallelujah.
I've been born again.
What did it do?
All right, that's Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlights in concert right here from the NFI Studios. Raleigh, North Carolina, we are right at the top of the hour, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, let's join the sounds of the late great. It's Keep Wonder Boy Johnson and the Spiritual Voices here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina.
The law will. I'm talking about cancer, high blood pressure, COVID-19. Saved, the law will. If you need more love,
Thursday. Let's get to the point. I need everybody there. Let me hear you clap your hands. Let me hear you clap your hands. Let's have a little church. Uh-oh, church. Let me hear you clap your hands. When I say, God is, God is what I like about the Lord. He's the only man I know that may not come when you want him, but when you need him most, he'll be on time. Talking about my God, I'm talking about my God. I said I got one question that I wanna ask you. I need you to tell me the truth. I wanna know, ain't the Lord alright? Ain't the Lord alright? I'm gonna call every day of the week. When I call your day, then you got the victory. You ought to get up on your feet. Email, text somebody. Say, that's my day. I said, I got the victory. I said, somebody got it on Monday. Talking about the Holy Ghost. Somebody got it on Tuesday. Still talking about the Holy Ghost. Somebody got it on Wednesday. Somebody got it on Thursday. Do you know your day? Do you know your day? Somebody got it on Friday. Somebody got it on Saturday. Ah, Sunday. But the Lord laid his hands on me. He touched me on the crown of my head. It ran all the way down to the soles of my feet. My feet got light. My feet got light. My feet got light. Still talking about the Holy Ghost. I need somebody out there. I need somebody. Not too cute today. Think back over your life. Think about the things the Lord did, that the Lord did to you. All you got to say is alright. All you got to say is alright. I'm gonna name some things. He put a roof over your head, clothes on your back, food on your table. I'm gonna ask you again, ain't the Lord alright? Ain't the Lord alright? Never know who got all power. Help me say Jesus. Help me. Call him. Help me. Call him. There's power, healing, deliverance in the name. Deliverance in the name. Victory reigns. Told us there's something about the name of Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus. It's the truth. Sweetest name, it's the sweetest, sweetest name. He kept talking about Jesus. Bishop told us, Bishop told us, he's a miracle, miracle worker. He's a miracle, miracle worker. He's a healer, he's a healer. The reason I know my auntie came down with the COVID-19 virus. No time to get on the phone, no time to get on Facebook. I went down on my knees. I went down on my knees. I call him. Ah, Jesus. Ah, Jesus. Ow, Jesus. Guess what, y'all? God healed her. God healed her. God healed her. God healed her. I said, thank you. Right now. Right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you know it, give him your best praise out there.
If it's something hot you want, then it's something hot you'll get.
Oh, what I need though, yeah. I don't know about you, but I want to go with Jesus. If you feel like me, come on and help me lift them up. If you feel me lift me, stay in. God praise it down here.
Your hand. again. I need a blessing. I need a blessing from you. From you, said I don't know what to do. I fast and I prayed,
need to make a way.
From the Lord. Now, fellas, y'all being a little cute for me. Ain't nothing cute when the devil come after you. Get mean in church this thing and say, hey, I need a blessing. The devil is messing. Lord, I need a blessing. My family is stressing. Open up the windows of heaven. Pour me out a blessing. I can't take it no more. Please open the door.
Minutes after 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's the sounds of Keith Wonderboy Johnson. And the spiritual voice is the late, great Keith Wonderboy Johnson. And certainly we miss Keith. And wow, just still, it just doesn't seem like Keith has left us. And, you know, as I look back in the last several years and thinking about how many quartet recording artists has left us, it's just... It's just unbelievable. But, you know, as I said earlier, you know, no man know the day or the hour when he shall come. And just listening to the music, it just seems like he's still right here, but he's no longer with us. Look, we want to thank you again for catching the wave. Again, you can join us right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website, nfiradio.com, or you can jump in with us on our Facebook channel. That's right, our NFI Facebook channel. Simply go to NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. And you can also jump in with us on our website, nfiradio.com, or call and listen with your mobile phone. That number is 563-999-3020. Again, to listen with your phone, 563-999-3020. So you have a choice. Either you can listen with your phone or go online and listen in on our website. All right, let's get back with more gospel music. But before I do, I got to do it. I got to take a pause for the call for the station ID. We'll be right back right after this with more of Keith Wonderboy Johnson and the Spiritual Voices.
The NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, revealing the truth of the Word of God and bringing forth the Word of God with power.
My husband and I have been watching your broadcast faithfully for a couple of months now, and really have been blessed. We appreciate your preaching the Word of God without compromising. We have a concern about an issue that has arisen close to us.
All right.
We have just discovered that our pastor is a Mason.
Mm-hmm.
We are disturbed by this and would like your opinion about people who are supposedly serving and preaching the true and living Word of God being in the Mason organization. So far in your broadcast, we have not heard Masons discussed.
Being a Mason is of the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
Jesus said, in secret have I said nothing.
Amen.
That's right.
The Masonic order claimed that being a Mason is delight. What is masonry? I'm not talking about the organization or the secret sorority, but naturally, what is masonry? Masonry, naturally, is him or her who mastered the craft in cutting stone.
That's right.
To make a stone fit in the process of building a building.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Are you listening? Jesus called himself the stone.
That's right.
The chief cornerstone.
That's
not a mason.
No.
But he is the chief cornerstone, meaning the main stone that everything supposed to be built around.
Jesus said unto them,
listen,
in Matthew chapter 21 and at verse 42,
follow me. You that's in the Prince Lodge and Scottish Rite,
amen,
the Freemasons and the non-Freemasons.
That's right.
Listen.
Matthew 21 and verse 42.
Follow me.
Jesus says unto them, did you never read in the scriptures?
Did you read in the scriptures?
The stone.
The stone.
Which the builders rejected.
Which the builders rejected.
The same,
the
is,
same
become
is become.
The head of the corner.
Now, the reason why I say the Masonic order is of the devil, you may build hospitals and give scholarships to colleges. That's all well and good, but it ain't good enough.
That's right.
A scholarship don't give you eternal life.
That's amen. Right.
A hospital don't give you eternal life.
That's right.
We talk about having a belief that will connect you to God.
That's it.
This is what we're talking about.
That's right.
Now, Masonic order, you say that you have the light. Well, if I'm in the light and I got a brother in the dark,
amen.
According to the belief of the Masonic order, I can't share the light with my brother.
That's right.
Because I take a vow of secrecy.
That's right. Amen.
And I'm not allowed to reveal the crafts and the arts I'm even initiated.
Right.
If I reveal those secrets, then I have broken the vow. I agreed to have, I believe, my tongue snatched out and my heart cut out.
Amen.
If I tell people how to become a Mason.
Right.
Well, if you are the light, then you should be telling everybody.
That's right.
How to become a Mason.
Right. That's right.
Because if you walk in the light, you know, the scripture says as he is in the light, we have fellowship.
That's right.
That's right.
So being that you took an oath of secrecy and won't tell, I didn't take no oath.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell.
That's right. Amen.
That's right. Right.
Amen.
So if you got a preacher,
amen,
who's a Mason,
that's right,
you got a false prophet.
Hear the truth and be not deceived. Tune us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with the Word of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Everybody been here.
The world today, it seems like this war.
blessing the president. Go down on my knees. Look to the hills. When come to my help.
It'll all be over after a while. Oh Lord, it'll
all be over
after a while.
After a while.
Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
in His kingdom
we'll meet.
We're gonna sit at,
His
feet. It'll
all be over
after a while.
After a while.
Oh, oh.
I really appreciate you letting me sing on your record. It really means a lot to me. And we are Christians and we are gospel singers and we travel and we sing to people that's suffering every day.
So we must encourage them and tell them that God will restore what they have lost. Listen here. If you've lost a lot of valuable things, and that made you give up on your dreams, I want to let you know the same thing happened to me too. But I got a word right here I want to share with you. God will restore
everything
you lost. Listen, you will get back everything double. That's for you because of your troubles. I want to let you know that the devil, you can't win. Don't fool yourself because he never been your friend. God will
restore.
My blessing, yo. My blessing.
And he ran into a dilemma. And he looked up to the Lord. And the Lord told Moses, "Watch out to run." He said, "It's gonna be
alright.
Anybody out there know?
Everything's gonna be alright.
Some of you dealing with heartaches and pain right now.
Been so many
He'll make a way for you today. Whatever you're doing today, he will make a way when it seems like there's no way for it to be done. He will make a way. That's the late, great Keith Wonderboy Johnson at the Spiritual Voices right here from the NFI Studios. It's the front row seat with various groups in concert. I've had a great time, and I pray that you have as well. And be sure to tune in. That's tomorrow at 5 o'clock p.m. for a front row seat with various groups in concert. And tomorrow, I don't know who's going to be featured, but you want to check in to make sure. We're going to leave you with one more by Keith Wonderboy Johnson and Bishop Darrell McFadden right here. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful week and a blessed day. I'm your host, you know, the Anointed One.
Yeah, friend comes dime a dozen. Spend all my life trying to find a real friend, and those that I thought were my friends, they let me down. But you know what? Why don't you tell them about Jesus?
There's not a friend like the lovely Jesus.
No, not one.
Spank, won't you help me out?